This is a podcast from WOR.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Welcome back, and good afternoon, everybody.
Yes, and we have a special guest with us today. He's been on the show many times before. He's the author of, a multitude of books, and he's also represents and consults for a company called Natural Factors, none other than Dr. Michael Murray. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hey, it's been too long since I've been on the show with both of you guys. This is a real treat.
Hey, every once in a while you get lucky.
And, yeah, you know, that's great.
I saw Mike actually at the expo in Anaheim. Every year, the Natural Products Association has a show in Anaheim. They call it Expo West. And I was there this year, and I saw Mike at the Natural Factors booth, and he was signing books. And I have to tell you that the crowd, you know, he was signing books for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and the crowd was like the line to get the books and have your signature was just extensive, and it was that way from beginning till end.
Yeah, it's amazing what some people will do for a free book, I guess.
Go ahead, Don.
Except our free book, Mike. We didn't have that big a line for our book. I think you have a bit more of a draw. Anyway, look, you know, I'm really glad that you're on today because there's one of the topics that we want you to talk about is something that I think really needs some explanation. You know, all I hear is news about PGX. You know, I turn on the TV news this morning, all of those news shows. All they were talking about was PGX, okay? On TV, we have a new cardinal here in New York. He's there at the Vatican being interviewed. He says he owes it all to PGX, okay? I mean, you know, the president, he's threatening North Korea now. He says if they fire off that missile, he's going to cut off their supply of PGX. The workers in Greece, they're going to protest again because they're afraid they won't be able to afford the PGX if they have those cutbacks. You know, my stockbroker was starting to tell me about a PGX. I thought he wanted me to buy some kind of a new index fund or something. What is this PGX stuff, and why is everybody so interested in PGX? What does it do? Before you tell us what it is, tell us what it does that has generated so much interest.
Well, it really addresses the core issues that lead people to overeat. It helps improve blood sugar control. It can help people achieve and maintain their ideal body weight. It is able to promote satiety, the feeling of satisfaction, so people can cut their calorie intake back without feeling deprived. It increases the sensitivity of the hormone insulin throughout the body, and that leads to more efficient metabolism. So you burn more fat. You feel satisfied. You don't eat as much. It's a revolutionary product, and it's great that so many people are talking about it.
Yeah, well, you know, what I like about PGX, what I've always liked about PGX is that it does all these wonderful things. It helps you lose weight. It helps you to keep your blood sugar under control and so forth. And it's doing all of this in a healthy way. In other words, you know, some of these products that are on the market for weight loss and things, they're stimulants. They're things that aren't really particularly healthy. The PGX is good for you.
It's very, very safe, and it has a tremendous scientific pedigree. You know, in our industry, we see products come and go for weight loss, and a lot of these products are based more on hype than science, and just the opposite with PGX. This is a product that the foundation was established with science, and Natural Factors has continued to invest in the scientific verification and validation of PGX, and it's that focus that has caught the attention of many of the world's experts on weight loss, on diabetes, on reducing cardiac risk factors. So it's the real deal. This is not a flash in the pan. It's been on the market now, I think, for over 6 years, and the whole science behind PGX is almost a decade old, and it's so solid. I think it's really just a matter of time before everyone is familiar with PGX. Certainly, many of the top medical doctors in the country now, including Dr. Mark Hyman and Dr. Oz and many others, are very familiar with the research on PGX.
All right. Well, then, look, why don't we, there may be people listening who didn't hear the Cardinal or the President talking about it. Let's explain what is PGX and why does it do what you're telling us it does? And then maybe you can go into some of the research and studies and things of that sort.
Okay. Well, it's a very simple concept of behind what it is. It's a revolutionary dietary fiber matrix. We take three natural fibers, and these fibers on their own have benefits, but we were able to kind of by chance produce a new molecule. We take these three natural fibers, we mix them together, then solubilize them in water, and then we have this machine that agitates it, and through the right pressure and temperature, these three natural fibers will coalesce to form a new molecule. And what makes this new molecule so unique is that, all the individual components are natural. They coalesce to bind more water than any other known fiber source. So we're able to achieve the effects that you would see with massive quantities of conventional dietary fiber at very reasonable doses. So everyone knows the benefits of dietary fiber, but with PGX, they're enhanced beyond what you could achieve with any other dietary fiber product or source. For example, in our meal replacement formula, the dosage of PGX is 5 grams. 5 grams of PGX is equal to about a bottle of Metamucil, about 100 grams of psyllium seed husks. Now, if you took a full bottle of Metamucil, you're not going to feel like eating, but you can be very uncomfortable. The difference is that with PGX, that mass that's produced is largely composed of water, so it sloshes around there very comfortably. And then when the PGX gets to the large intestine, it's the most powerful prebiotic ever discovered. So the healthy gut bacteria will basically digest it, and they digest it into compounds that are very beneficial to the lining of the intestines as well as to our physiology. So it's really a remarkable product. And when we first launched it, I thought it would be just a matter of time before other super fibers would hit the marketplace. But that really hasn't happened. And I think it really attests to just how unique this molecule is, PGX. And we started working with it about 9 years ago. And it was based upon the research that was done with these predecessors at the University of Toronto by the same research team that developed the now famous glycemic index. And they found that PGX would reduce the glycemic index of any food or any meal by 35 to 70%. So we started utilizing in patients with type 2 diabetes. We not only saw significant improvements in blood sugar control, and sometimes patients would be absolutely cured of their type 2 diabetes, but they started telling us how for the first time in their lives they didn't feel hungry all the time. They felt satisfied. And many of these patients started losing weight nearly effortlessly. And so then we knew we had something. So since then, our primary focus has been looking at the way PGX affects appetite, blood sugar levels, and helps people lose weight. And the results that we're seeing are just phenomenal. If you go to the National Library of Medicine and you do a search, you just type in PGX or polyglycoplex, that's its long name, you'll see that in the last year alone, we've published over a dozen scientific studies on PGX. And one of the first studies that we conducted showed that it was absolutely safe. This was both in animals and in humans. So this is really revolutionary. You have something that's really safe, that's really good for you, and provides this long list of health benefits, including helping people achieve and maintain their ideal body weight.
Okay, so Mike, how would somebody use PGX? Someone who's concerned, let's say, about not so much weight, but you know, type 2 diabetes or blood sugar control. How would they use the PGX?
To gain the benefits of PGX, it's very important to take it with every major meal. And some people may need to take it again about an hour or so after dinner. Many people have what's called nighttime eating disorder, where they're able to keep their appetite in check throughout the day. But at night, when they start eating, it triggers some hormonal responses that really, the more they eat, the hungrier they get. Well, PGX can arrest that. So they have to use PGX at every meal, and if they have any sort of specific time where they become really, really hungry, they can use PGX again. And it's dose-related. To get the blood sugar controlling effects, we only need about a gram of PGX with every meal. But to experience the sense of fullness and really help people lose weight, they need a dose of 2.5 to 5 grams of PGX. And this is all explained on the label, and actually every product of PGX contains in the bottle a fold-out instruction sheet that really tells people a lot more of how to use it. But it's really simple, just 2.5 to 5 grams with every meal. And PGX is available in granules. It's available in capsules. It's available as part of a meal replacement formula. People can choose which one fits their lifestyle and the type that they like the best. They're going to see the same sort of results. People can go to PGX.com. Lots of great free information. We dedicated our program to anyone who's ever sincerely tried to lose weight and failed, because we know, based upon our clinical experience and in these research studies, that when people commit to this program, they will be successful. They will achieve their ideal body weight.
Can't ask for more than that.
No.
Okay, so one of the products I see is they call PGX Daily.
Yes.
That's a 750 milligram.
Okay. Yes.
So a couple of those, with the meal would do it.
Yeah, that's the capsule version, and the capsule version requires, generally we start off with a dosage of 2 capsules with every meal, and after 3 or 4 days, and people are used to it, we increase the dose to 4 to 6 capsules before meals. It's a very convenient way to take it. I personally like the granules. The granules are a little bit easier to take, in my opinion, and these are available in stick packs that you can put in your pocket and add to water. It's also available in jars that have scoops that you can scoop into food. You can put it into water or other beverage. I use it all sorts of creative ways, and natural factors. We've been working with it for so long, we found a lot of great ways to use PGX. People can go to the website and see recipes and different ways and creative ways to get this super fiber into their daily lives.
Okay, Mike. You know what? We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about. There's a couple of other people, well-known folks, other than yourself, believe it or not, who recommend PGX, and we're going to talk a little bit about them when we get back. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Special guest, Dr. Michael Murray. We'll all be back after these messages.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
All right, now you should know by now that Wilner Chemist is the place to go for nutritional supplements and trustworthy guidance on how to properly use them. Wilner Chemist is also the place to go for discount prices on supplements. We have discounts every day on almost everything at 20% off. And we always have a number of product lines on sale at additional discounts. Right now, for example, the entire Jarrow Formulas line is on sale at from 30 to 30%. 35% off list. Source Naturals is on sale at 35% off as well. Many other lines are on sale at 30% off. Go to our website, www.wilner.com, and check the On Sale Now tab to see a full listing.
And I hope you'll visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to our discussion in just a moment. Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arne, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arne Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Michael Murray. And, you know, before the break, I mentioned that there were a couple of other folks, other than Dr. Murray, who think very highly of PGX. One of them is John Gray. He's the author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, that wonderful relationship book. And what's the name? I forget the name of his new book. But he was
I think it's Mars on Fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mars on Fire, Venus on Ice, or the other way around. I always forget.
Other way around. That's
and
right.
Another one is Kathy Smith. Kathy Smith is, you know, she's that exercise guru. And there's a 60-year-old lady who looks 40. And she has the body of a 40-year-old and the vibrancy of a probably 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Anyway, she came out with a with an exercise DVD. And believe it or not, Natural Factors has packaged that exercise DVD along with PGX. So you buy a bottle of PGX, and guess what you get free? The exercise video.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you ask for something better than that?
Wow, what a deal.
That's right.
It's a good deal, and it's a good program, too. You know, Kathy Smith has sold over 50 million DVDs, and before that, VHS tapes of exercise. And she makes it fun, and exercise is an important step in not only, helping people achieve their ideal body weight, but also a whole host of benefits. I'm writing an article right now on inflammation, and they've done some research just looking at different types of exercise and the effects it has on reducing C-reactive protein and other markers of inflammation, and it's pretty incredible. So it's just one critical piece that we all have to incorporate into our lives, and Kathy makes it fun.
First, I just want to talk about Kathy Smith and her visit to the store. But before that, if you folks have any questions for Dr. Michael Murray, why don't we give a call here? Well, it's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Anyway, Kathy Smith came to the store a couple months ago.
Oh, great.
Yeah. She did a thing... people came in, asked questions. You know, she was giving away her videos, and they had
For those who might want to, we also did an interview on the radio show with her. I think it was the 8th of January.
That's right.
And if you folks would, if you missed it and you'd like to hear the interview, of course, as we've told you many times in the past, all of our past radio shows are archived on our website. You can listen to the MP3 file if you go to wilner.com. Click on the radio show tab, and that'll take you to some options, one of which is listen to past Wilner Window radio shows. Makes sense, right? And if you scroll down, you get down to the 8th of January, and you'll see a second hour, Kathy Smith, PGX, weight loss, and so forth. You can just click on that and listen to the interview.
Okay. Thank you, Don. Yeah, so Kathy is... Kathy's a big believer in PGX, and she's doing it primarily as a weight control and appetite control, and that's always interesting. Okay.
I'm a big believer in PGX too, Arnie. I use it. What's wrong? Don't I count for anything around here anymore?
Well, you got to keep moving, Don.
That's one of the main reasons I use PGX, to keep me moving, you know.
Yeah,
which,
you need that.
Which, by the way, it was interesting what Dr. Murray said earlier in terms of keeping moving. The one capsule won't do it. Now, of course, I guess everybody's different, but I found that you need at least two to three of the soft gels to really have it do everything, not only help keep blood sugar under control, but also to keep your bowels functioning properly, function as a good prebiotic, and so forth. So, work your way up, folks. Don't take three capsules all at once when you first start, because you need to give your system a chance to sort of get used to it. Start off with one, do that for a couple days, go to two, then you can increase it to three if you need to after a couple more days, and you'll be glad you did.
Okay. 1-800-321-0710. Mike, give us a little more insight about how somebody should be using this really to lose weight.
Well, yeah, we have had nearly 1,000 people now go through the Canadian Center for Functional Medicine, and we've had different programs. And believe it or not, the outcome of all these years of research is that we basically spend just a few minutes explaining some basic dietary guidelines. You know, stay away from foods that are going to quickly raise your blood sugar levels. You know, refined carbohydrates. You know, white flour products, sugars and sweets and soft drinks and fruit juices. You know, they're detrimental when you're trying to lose weight because they'll raise those blood sugar levels, and that really is a signal to start that blood sugar roller coaster. We don't want that, because every time there's a quick rise in blood sugar and there's a rapid drop, then what'll happen is the brain thinks it's starving, so it sends out all these messages to eat, and it typically drives us to foods that are high in calories and high in sugar. So we want to prevent those spikes and those valleys. So the way to do that is to take PGX before every meal. And that doesn't, we'd like to say, you know, 10 or 15 minutes before a meal, but the reality is as long as people take it, you know, just before a meal, at the very worst case scenario, they're going to still see good results. If they take it, you know, 5 to 15 minutes before a meal, I think they're going to get the maximum benefit. But what we know based upon our research as well as others now is that PGX can stabilize blood sugar levels within a very narrow range. So you never experience that rapid rise. And when you don't see that rapid rise in blood sugar, you don't get that hunger craving and those sugar cravings later on in the day. So the key is to take PGX with every meal, and ideally that meal should be a low glycemic load meal, low in sugar. Now, we don't exclude all the carbohydrates. We found that the slower carbohydrates, the complex carbohydrates, as long as we keep the dosage in a moderate range, people can eat some degree of carbohydrates in their meal, and PGX will still keep their blood sugar levels under control.
I found, you know, for myself, I found the best carbohydrates, you know, are the vegetable forms. Do you agree?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Vegetables, and you know, we should be all trying to achieve that goal of 5 servings of vegetables a day. That sounds like a lot, but it's really not. 1/2 cup cooked is a serving size, or 1 cup uncooked. So if you have a large salad, which is a great diet food, as long as you don't, you know, dump a lot of high calorie salad dressing on top of it, that'll help you fill you up as well. And you still need to eat to lose weight. I know a lot of people try to lose weight by starving themselves then, but we know that the long term that doesn't work. And what's interesting is, you know, when that HCG diet craze was hitting, I don't know if it hit New York like it did many of the other parts of the country, but yeah, we saw all these people lose weight because they went on a 600 calorie a day diet. And I've just seen a lot of people that I've known that have gone on that diet, and I tried to explain to them that, you know, in the double-blind studies, that HCG didn't show any effect. It was no better than a placebo. What was helping people lose weight is that, you know, by shutting down their calorie intake so severely, they started burning ketones, and that made them feel satisfied and yeah, helped them stay on the diet. But all the people I know that lost significant amounts of weight, I've seen those people a year later, and they're heavier than they were before, and that's because when you go on a diet like that, oh my God, it's so counterproductive because you're losing all that muscle mass. What we've found in doing our studies in people where we monitor their body composition, where we look at their fat, water, and lean body weight, we see that what happens when they go on PGX is their body starts burning fat more efficiently, and the PGX increases the sensitivity of the cells throughout the body to insulin, and insulin helps muscles respond to exercise better. So what happens when people start using the PGX, they start burning more fat, and their muscles start responding to exercise, so they actually increase their lean body mass. And that's important because that's where we're going to see long-term benefits, because if we can increase that lean body mass, we increase our fat-burning furnace And that makes us more efficient in burning fat and maintaining muscle. So the people on the flip side that I've known who've been on PGX, the longer they use it, the more obvious the benefits become. And we recommend kind of the slow and steady approach to weight loss, because what we want to do is we want to maintain that lean muscle mass. We don't want to burn that muscle. We want to burn the fat.
That's the way you have to do it. Okay, with that, we're going to pause for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And our special guest, Dr. Michael Murray. We will all return after these messages.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life. Available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemists Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by Don Goldberg and a special guest, Dr. Michael Murray. And once again, our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's say hello to Diane from Paterson, New Jersey. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Arnie. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I called 5 months ago, my doctor said that I had adrenal insufficiency, and I've never been on a drug, and I'm in my 60s. I've never been on a drug, and I don't like them. And she put me on hydrocortisone, which so many people told me is a very bad drug. And when I first went on it, I felt great, and I don't anymore. And I'm on 15 milligrams, and I was wondering if there's anything natural that I could do.
Okay. Well, fortunately, we have one of the best naturopathic physicians in the country on the show with us. And I know this didn't relate to PGX, Mike, but I thought we'd be able to help Diane with this particular problem.
Yeah, but it actually might, Arnie. One of the things that we see when people are on the blood sugar roller coaster is we see elevations in cortisol. Cortisol is an adrenal hormone. Now, I don't know Diane's case enough to know why the doctor would prescribe the cortisol. But typically, we see elevations in cortisol when people become insulin resistant. And if this is prolonged, or if someone's under stress for a long period of time, sometimes their cortisol levels will be reduced. But we have to look at the kind of the cortisol pattern. Typically, cortisol levels are elevated in the morning and they decline throughout the day. But when people are on the blood sugar roller coaster, they can have actually low cortisol in the morning, and their cortisol levels can be high in night, just at night, just the opposite. So I'm not sure how Diane, do you know how the doctor diagnosed you with adrenal insufficiency?
Yes, she gave me a saliva test I had to do all day, and she told me it's totally flat. It never comes up, never, and that's why I feel the way I do. And she said I put myself under too much stress, and that it probably happened. I have no cortisol.
Okay. In your case, if you've been under stress for a long time, or you've been, you know, stress is totally individualized, and sometimes, you know, I've seen patients who, on the surface, they don't really have much stress in their lives, but the way they internalize, that can be a big problem. So, you know, we help them develop positive coping strategies, help them learn relaxation techniques like meditation or prayer or some sort of deep breathing exercise. Then we have them stay away from stimulants, and then we try to rebuild their adrenal glands. The problem with the dose of 15 milligrams of cortisol is that your body only produces about 5 milligrams a day. So if you're taking 15 milligrams a day, I think you're really going to, in the long term, going to be worsening the problem, because that's going to shut down your adrenals even further. I would prefer to help rebuild those adrenal glands, and we do that with what are called adaptogenic herbs, things like you know, the ginsengs or rhodiola or ashwagandha. I've developed a formula called the Serenity Formula that contains this ashwagandha extract called Sensoril, which has great clinical documentation. I love it because in my experience, what it does is it helps people experience more calmness in their lives, while at the same time actually increasing their energy levels, raising their DHEA levels, and helping them get a better night's sleep. It's really very interesting. And then other adrenal adaptogens are in this particular formula are Siberian ginseng and rhodiola. And an adaptogen is a substance which helps us increase our ability to deal with stress. And typically they exert a balancing effect. So we use the same herb when cortisol levels are high that we do when cortisol levels are low. So, you know, a good adrenal adaptogenic formula like the Serenity formula is what I would recommend. Along with those other steps that I said, if you go to my website, And you go to my website's drmurray.com, doctor spelled all the way out. You can go to the Condition Center, and you can see what I would recommend for stress. And you know, follow those recommendations, and I think you can you'll rebuild your adrenal glands and normalize that salivary measurement.
Can I offer my
sure.
2 cents here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Diane, I'm not a physician, of course, so just a common sense type comment in addition to what Dr. Murray said. It sounds to me like you've been prescribed a pretty drastic treatment for something based upon a somewhat... trying to think of the right term, a preliminary test, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, that might be the right thing to do. It might not. I would kind of want to get a little bit more of a confirmation that you really need such a powerful treatment before I would continue with that myself. But that's, again, I'm not saying this as a medical doctor, mm-hmm. but just for common sense, okay?
No, I understand. And I want to get off it because it's not, and I heard other doctors say it's a bad drug to start on. And I've been on it 5 months. I hope I can get off it. I guess I have to wean off it somehow.
Yeah. You wean off it. And, you know, I've seen it do wonderful things in people that have, extremely low cortisol levels. It's kind of like, you know, if someone's low in thyroid or you have a type 1 diabetic that needs insulin, there are situations where people may need to be on cortisol on an ongoing basis. But like Don says, you want to make sure that's confirmed by additional testing, not just by the saliva test, but also by some blood tests as well. So we both offered you some guidance. I hope we've been helpful.
Yes, you have, and thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for the call, Diane.
Folks, okay. You know, we have some empty lines here, to my surprise. You have an opportunity to call in with your questions about not only weight loss and blood sugar control and type 2 diabetes and things of that sort, which I would think we would be turning you away on. We have some empty lines. The number is 1-800-321-0710. Here's your chance to ask Dr. Michael Murray, your questions about this topic. We're going to get on to some other topics a little bit later, but you're welcome to ask anything about what I would have thought would have been very interesting topics. So 1-800-321-0710.
Okay. With that, let's talk to Kevin from Port Washington, Long Island. Hi, Kevin.
Yes. Hi, Ernie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Say, I have a question for Dr. Murray in connection with C-reactive protein. For about the last year, my C-reactive protein has been pretty high. I think it's something like 6.
Oh, wow.
That's high.
What you can tell me about trying to get that down. Now, I should tell you with the coincident with this high C-reactive protein number, I did contract MRSA. Would that have an impact on that number?
Absolutely. If you have an active infection, that's going to artificially raise that C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is a non-specific marker of inflammation throughout the body. So if you have an active infection, it's going to be very, very high. So, you know, that's just a confounding variable in your case.
Yeah, so, Dr. Murray,
Dr. Murray's response when Kevin was first stating the problem reminded me of that old Bill Cosby comedy routine where the patient is laying on the table and they're operating on him and he's only under local anesthesia, you know, and you're there in the operating room and he can listen to everything and the doctor's going, you know, forceps, sponge, this, that, whoops. And the patient says, what did you say?
Yeah.
You said, oops, I heard that. So when you said, oh, wow, that's kind of what that reminded me of. Anyway, Kevin, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay, so, Mike, let's say it wasn't a result of MRSA. What would we say to Kevin?
Well, there's a lot that we can do through diet and lifestyle, and that's been demonstrated in quite a bit of research. We have been focused so much on PGX because PGX in our research, because PGX is central to so many factors. The biggest contributor to elevations in C-reactive protein are insulin resistance, obesity. When someone's waist is larger than their hips, that's a sign of insulin resistance, and that's one of the key risk factors for having an elevation in C-reactive protein. So again, it comes down to stabilizing blood sugar levels, preventing those peaks in blood sugar in response to a meal, and trying to help the body work with insulin more effectively. Beyond that, the Mediterranean-type diet has been shown to be helpful. These antioxidants that you were mentioning in your ad for your new liquid phyto antioxidant formula, the grapeseed extract, the pine bark extracts, curcumin from turmeric, they've been shown to lower C-reactive protein. So diets that are high in these plant-based antioxidants can be very helpful in lowering C-reactive protein. Exercise, as I said earlier today, good data showing that regular physical exercise, which I think has to do with helping insulin work better, will reduce inflammation. So fish oils, reducing the amount of saturated fat and cholesterol in the diet and getting more monounsaturated fats and omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish and flaxseed oil can really help also lower that elevation in C-reactive protein. But C-reactive protein elevations in most cases will respond very well to these dietary changes. And if they don't, often it's the result of some sort of obvious or chronic infection or inflammatory process. It could be something as simple as periodontal disease. If someone has a low-grade infection in their gums, that's enough to cause an elevation in the C-reactive protein. So in this case, if he's been, elevation, a 6 is by no means grossly elevated, but it would be if it was elevated for a long period of time and if it was unresponsive to other therapy. So my wow was in response to his statement that he's had it high for a long period of time, and then he qualified that by saying that he has this infection, this long-standing infection, and that's probably why it's up high. So that's really where the focus should be. Get rid of that infection, and there's a lot that we can do to support the immune system to help those antibiotics work a little bit better.
Okay, Kevin, thanks so much for that call.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
All right. And now we have to pause for another break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Dr. Michael Murray, will all be back very shortly.
ReserveAge Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including ReserveAge Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of beauty from within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from ReserveAge Organics. ReserveAge Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's Full Spectrum Wild Alaskan Omega Soft Gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back once again. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Michael Murray. And we will get to the phones shortly, just after we hear from Don.
Yeah, thanks, Arnie. I just want to mention a couple things, and I have a question for Dr. Murray. I just want to point out to you folks that we are pleased to tell you that Dr. Murray is going to be around for the second hour, and we're going to move on to a different topic. We do have some people on the phones with questions about PGX. The good news is, I promise you, we will get to your questions before we change topics. Bad news is, I'm going to ask a couple questions first. That's one of the privileges that you have for being the other co-host. You get to step in front of the line. Dr. Murray, one quick question and then a general comment. The quick question is, you know, you mentioned that the PGX, the polyglycoplex, if I recall correctly, is a water-soluble a fiber blend that was kind of specially coalesced from several sources and so forth. When I hear a water-soluble fiber blend, I automatically assume it will also be helpful for cardiovascular-related problems, for cholesterol, for example. You guys don't mention that, however. Is that because it has been shown to not be particularly helpful as part of a cholesterol-lowering program, or that it's just not what you want to focus on?
Well, we kind of skip over that because it's just not as exciting as some of the other effects. But what the studies show is that, like other soluble fibers, PGX can lower cholesterol levels. 3 grams of PGX is equal to about 100 grams of oat bran fiber. So we see the same results that we see with other soluble fibers, but at a much lower dose. And that's again, related to its higher viscosity, its greater water binding capacity, greater bile acid binding capacity. But yeah, you're right. We don't stress that enough, probably, because when you look at the all the different risk factors that contribute contribute to cardiovascular disease. Insulin resistance is, and the consequences of insulin resistance are just so much more important than cholesterol. We know, for example...
That's part of my point.
Yeah.
I wanted to get to because you know we talked a lot about weight loss.
Yeah.
And I want to make have you make the point. I think that you know you don't have to be overweight to benefit from adding PGX to your daily supplement regimen. You know, you keep on mentioning the insulin resistance and blood sugar, and, you know, we really haven't expanded on that and pointed out that this impacts, you know, blood sugar control impacts so many health problems, either directly or indirectly, that I'm suggesting, and I want you to tell me if you agree, well, I suspect I know the answer. You know, should at least a moderate amount of PGX be a part of almost everybody's supplement regimen, even if they're not overweight?
Yeah, I would say so, especially people that want to live a long and healthy life. Because if we look at, and you all, you're on the show, you do your own research, you know how important it is to maintain insulin sensitivity. When we lose insulin sensitivity, that leads to a cascade of events that ultimately make us age quicker and increase our risk for every chronic degenerative disease, things like Alzheimer's disease. Well, you know, if you want to prevent Alzheimer's disease, one of the very first things you need to do is you need to make sure that you are maintaining blood sugar levels within a narrow range. Because if you don't, then that can lead to excessive inflammation and the formation of these beta amyloid plaques and these what are called neurofibrillary tangles, or basically scars that are the hallmark features of Alzheimer's disease. But, you know, heart disease, strokes, cancer, diabetes, all these conditions are related to insulin resistance. So it goes well beyond trying to help people lose weight. But, you know, weight loss, insulin resistance, diabetes, these are our huge, major health issues in America. If we don't reverse the trend, we will bankrupt ourselves because we're trying to treat all these situations that are related to insulin resistance.
Okay, Arnie, I suggest we try to get the PGX questions, and then we'll move on to our next topic.
You got it. All right, let's talk to Roger from Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Happy St. Patrick's Hangover Day, John.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Michael, I never remembered if you were Irish or Scottish.
Yeah, I'm almost entirely Irish.
All right, so you're a little hungry. All right, we'll forgive you.
No, I'm not.
We didn't ask whether PGX is good for that.
Don't they drink in Arizona, for crying out loud? I don't know. All right, Roger.
I have two questions. Some fibers tell you to take the fiber away from your supplements or medications, for example, fish oil.
Right.
And my second question is, my daughter is on steroids because she has asthma. Will this help her to combat the ill effects of the steroids?
Okay. To answer your first question, with PGX, you can take PGX with any medication as long as you take that medication either an hour before or an hour after taking the PGX. As it relates to vitamins, minerals, fish oils, and other nutritional supplements, PGX does not interfere with the absorption of those compounds. It doesn't interfere with the drugs per se. What it does with the drugs, is, as well as nutrients, is it changes the absorption pattern. What that means is that you still absorb the same amount, but it'll be absorbed over a longer period of time. With nutritional compounds, that's not a big deal, but with many of the drugs, they require a peak level to see the effect. So just to be safe, we tell people to take their medication either an hour before or hour after taking PGX, but it's totally fine to take their nutritional supplements. In regards to your daughter with asthma, there's other things I think that are more important, and I'm not sure if PGX would have much clinical impact on her condition. But again, if you go to my website, drmurray.com, you go to the Condition Center and you click on asthma, you'll see some of my recommendations for diet, for lifestyle, and some key supplements to help improve asthma. Sometimes it's just really simple. Sometimes magnesium, for example, can be extremely therapeutic in helping people control their asthma. And yet, most doctors don't know that. But many Americans are low in magnesium, and that's particularly true in asthmatics and migraine sufferers, and many other allergic conditions are associated with low magnesium as well. So the guidelines are all there on the website.
Dr. Murray, we're going to be talking, I believe, about the new fish oil supplement from Natural Factors. That might be something that would be helpful in asthma as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, Roger, thanks for that call.
She's very fat because of the steroids now. Will that help her with the fatness?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, except you know, the increase in weight from steroids is usually a lot of water. You know, you retain fluids when you're on steroids. So a lot of that might be water weight.
Roger, and those of you listening, my sister had asthma as a child and went down the road through increasing use of steroids, leading to all sorts of health problems. Finally, breast cancer and a few other things, diabetes. She passed away some time ago. Anything you can do to cut down your dependence on the steroids, do it.
Okay. All right. We're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. This is a two-hour show. Those of you who are on the phones, stay right there. We'll be back at 1 minute after 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Tune for the second hour. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
This has been a podcast from WOR.